The Lady of Castile, File Number 7. The involvement of the Hernandez brothers in local cultural and artistic life is noted in their regular participation in competitions at Galician, national and international levels. The most outstanding were the great exhibitions. The first was held in London in 1851, directed by the Royal Society. The considerable display of means for the occasion was epitomised by the construction of Crystal Palace. The resounding success of this first exhibition led the organisation to hold worldwide events, which in subsequent years were held in various towns and cities throughout Europe and North America. In 1926, the headquarters was Philadelphia, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the United States Declaration of Independence. This was also an important patriotic event, as well as a resounding artistic success, as it brought together 6 million visitors. The Lady of Castile, that we can admire in this room, made in 1921, is one of the first embossed sculptures made by the Hernandez brothers when they were still young. They modelled this by working with a large sheet of silver to make a rounded bulk, giving it sobriety with a dark patina, barely lit by the precious stones decorating the figure, in a fleeting allusion to jewellery, which, as is plain to see, they did not want to do without. Encouraged by the Pontevedra sculptor, Francisco Azorey, friends since they arrived in Vigo, they took part with this work in said international exhibition in Philadelphia. The quality that Azorey perceived here by no means went unnoticed, and was awarded one of the 3 Medals of Honour granted to Spain. This was not to be the only world exhibition to be attended by the Hernandez brothers. In 1929, they attended the Barcelona exhibition, and in 1958, several of their works were exhibited at the Brussels exhibition. Their participation in the Spanish Pavilion, along with Picasso's Guernica, at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1937, was frustrated by the Spanish Civil War. At state level, the National Fine Arts Exhibitions were the oldest, most prestigious out of those held on official initiative. Although they represented the academic aesthetic of Spanish art, appearing in official centres, these were the most popular exhibitions held in Spain, and made it possible for artists coming fresh from the colleges and provincial workshops, alongside important creators in the country, to make themselves known. To be admitted by the jury, made up of people from the Royal Academy of Fine Arts in San Fernando, Madrid, meant recognition for the younger ones and official acclaim for the well-known. Since they were founded in 1856, they were the first official platform for personal projection and a showcase for artistic activity at state level. The Hernandez brothers were present at this event in the editions held in 1930 and 1932. At the 1934 exhibition, the female bust with handkerchief, on display to the left of the Lady of Castile, was awarded first prize. In 1936, in the middle of the political crisis in the Second Spanish Republic, and shortly before the military uprising, they displayed their Venus in Copper sculpture, which, following the outbreak of war, was kept hidden and left to chance in the Madrid Palacio del Retiro, until it could fortunately be retrieved in good condition. This work is on display at the end of the exhibition in room 6. They did not take part in the following editions organised since then up to the last edition held in 1968. They did not take part in the following editions organised since then up to the last edition held in 1968. This increasingly decadent exhibition gradually lost authority due to excessive submission to academic criterion, often outmoded and alien to the real interests of art. In 1929, the Lady of Castile once again travelled to the American continent, on this occasion to Buenos Aires and Montevideo, to take part in the Galician Arts Exhibitions, organised by the Association of Friends of Art of Santiago de Compostela. Argentina and Uruguay were, since the end of the 19th century, and the Galician communities there, keenly interested in the homeland's culture. The Hernandez brothers' attendance at exhibitions and events representing Galicia led the town hall to grant them the freedom of the town of Vigo on 19th of February 1927.